I'd like to start a whole new series today, and it's titled, The Holy Spirit in You. Actually, it's going to be a six-parter, and I want to begin with a story. I went to Iowa in August, as you many of you know, and I went to a high school football reunion and also saw my sister and her husband, and it's a great time. And there was somebody I went to visit. It's a guy whose farm I used to work on when I was in high school. He's now 78. His name is Ron Boss. We were sitting in his front yard just catching up. Hadn't seen him in many years. And he and his son farm a lot of acres. The son primarily is in the driver's seat of the business, and Ron's kind of there as a consultant, but they do about 1,700 acres. Pretty big operation. But we got to talking about a combine. And combines today are different than what they were years ago. You see, combines today have some pretty sophisticated equipment on board, GPS and different things like that. And when you're in a combine and you want to harvest some crop, you can plug in the coordinates of where you're at. And when you do that and you let the computer take over, the combine will drive itself across the field, and you won't even have to have your hands on the wheel. And it does it with amazing accuracy. I read that there's some 24 satellites in orbit over us that are the GPS stations of life that when, you know, they just send back signals. But the amazing thing about this is the GPS in a combine can probably drive a straighter pathway across than if we tried to do it within our own strength. It's amazing. And I got to thinking about this navigational system, and I thought, you know, God has given something to each of us that is a divine navigational GPS system. It's called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in us has the capacity to direct our life in a straight path. It has the ability to guide and counsel us when we're at intersections and we don't know what to do. It can give us wisdom, if we ask Him, of what do I do about life in this area when it's not what I want it to be or I've got a big dream. The Holy Spirit is there to navigate, help us navigate life itself. And so the Holy Spirit in you, for this week and the next 5 weeks, we're going to talk about how the Holy Spirit can help each of us. So if you have your sermon listening guide, the title of today's message is Six Truths About the Holy Spirit. Today is a foundational message. The coming weeks, we're going to get into more detail in certain areas, but I want to paint a picture of what the Holy Spirit can do for each of us this morning. You know why? Everybody here has something in common. We don't always know what to do. I mean, we reach intersections or Y's in the road, whether it's marriage, whether it's a career choice, whether it's where do I go to work. We make choices. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is a navigational system when we listen to God's voice through His Word that will direct our paths. So today, six truths about the Holy Spirit. And so let's get started. Number one in your notes. The first truth is this. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Now for some of you, you know this, understand it. For others, it might be new information. But I want to paint a picture of who the Holy Spirit is. The Trinity, as printed in your bulletin, is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three persons in one Godhead. The word Trinity, tri, means three. It's like a tricycle, has three wheels. The Trinity in the Bible is made up of three parts of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6:9, Our Father in heaven. He is the anchor. He is God. The Father in heaven is the one that reigns over the Godhead. But then Jesus, as in John 20:21, says, as the Father has sent me. So Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. He's also God. He's God and man at the same time. He is different, a different purpose and representation of God. So we have God the Father, God the Son, and then lastly, in John 14:26, Jesus says, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Now, they all have different purposes in function, but they're all God at the same time. So the picture that Jonica put up represents the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, three different parts of the Godhead, and they express themselves in different way. Now, in your notes, there's Matthew 28:18-19. And when we have baptisms, people are in a pool or the river in water, and what do? We baptize them in the name of who? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all God. All three, but all three have different purposes. So as we launch into this series on the Holy Spirit, I want us to understand the Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God, and God the Father is God, and the three have different purposes. So in your Bible, as you read it, understand that the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, has a huge part to play. In your notes, a simple definition of the Holy Spirit. It is God's active presence in human life. Your GPS system is tied into the Holy Spirit in your life. And in order to go the straight line across the field of life, allowing the Spirit of God to direct us, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and understand how he operates. Here's another quote I'll have Jonica put up. Honoring the Holy Spirit as God. You know, we often have a lot of emphasis on God the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is mentioned, but understand they're all three God, and they're all three equal, and they represent who God is. So, point number one, the Trinity, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a third person of our Godhead. All right, little theological lesson there. Let's go to number two. This is exciting. Point number two is this. The Holy Spirit is available to us. If you want God's navigation in your life, if you want his help when it comes to making big decisions or small ones, if you want his best for you to take the right path in life, let me tell you, there's a Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's available to you if we allow him to be a part of our life. Now, in Acts 2, there's a story about Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. So let's read these verses together. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about what Pentecost is. You've probably heard that word. And the word Pentecost literally is 50 days after Easter. And when Jesus rose from the dead, it was a 50-day period before the Spirit of God, called Pentecost, was poured out upon the church. People were made, given access to God's Spirit in a whole new way. The point is this. You and I have the same access to God's Spirit. So the word Pentecost, I'll have Jonica put that picture up. It just means it's the 50 days after Easter in which Jesus rose from the dead. And then the Spirit of God was poured out in Acts chapter 2 upon mankind. Now you might be here and say, well, what's the significance of that? And in the book of Luke, the angel appears to Mary. He says, Mary, you're going to have a child. And she says, how can that be? Because I am not married and I've never been with a man. And the angel said, well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and overshadow you, and you will give birth or conceive a son. His name will be Jesus. And then the angel says this, and here's the big thought. For nothing is impossible with God. Let me tell you what the value of the Holy Spirit is in your life. You're up against an impossibility in your life. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's a relationship issue. Maybe it's a struggle of some kind with other people or yourself. Nothing is impossible with God. And who is God? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What this means is you have access to the miracle-working Father in the same way that Mary had access to him when the angel appeared to her and said, this is going to happen. It was an impossibility. I want you to pause for a moment and think about the impossibility in your life. Maybe you've been struggling with that for years, or maybe just recent. Everybody's got something. But what the Holy Spirit does when he's in our life is he makes the impossible possible, because the third person of the Trinity is none other than God himself. And the power available to Mary is the same power available to us. Here's another picture I'll have Jonica put up. This is the difference maker of people who are Christians and people who are not. You and I have access to the miracles, the supernatural, because when God's presence lives inside us, it's available to us. His Spirit descends upon us. He can always do the impossible in us, through us, and for us because of his presence. You talk about the Christian life being exciting. I need to know that God, through the Holy Spirit in my own life, can do something impossible when I can't figure it out, or I don't know what to do, or it's beyond me. And we all live in those places at times. But understand, number one, the Holy Spirit, God himself, third person of the Trinity, is available to you and me if we allow him to work in our life. Number three. The third truth about the Holy Spirit is this. The Holy Spirit draws us. The Holy Spirit draws us. Jesus says, no man, no person can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Circle the word draws. You know why you're here this morning? The Holy Spirit of God has drawn you into a relationship with God, and you're here because you want to be to worship. But it all starts with people being drawn to him. You may have friends or even family that aren't believers, and they're not interested in church. They're not interested in much of anything in the spiritual realm. And you've talked to them maybe over time for years, and they're just still not interested. You know what they need? They need the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to draw them. We can't do that. That's God's business. We can share the word and speak it, but it's the Holy Spirit that ultimately draws people into a relationship with God. And we are here this morning because the Spirit of God, prior to this, drew us unto himself, and we're just trying to live the navigational system that he's put into our hearts to drive a straight path across the field of life and to honor him. Read with me John 15:26 in your notes. When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. The Holy Spirit's a big deal, because he testifies about the Father, and he draws people to himself, including you and me. That's why we're here today. Listen, always be sensitive to the drawing voice of the Holy Spirit. You know why? It draws us closer to the Father and the Son. Here's a quote. The Spirit of God draws us into the depths of Jesus and the Father. If you're going through a tough time right now, you're struggling in some area, let me tell you, the Spirit of God is using that to draw you closer to Jesus and the Father. That's His mission. It's His purpose. So you're saying, why am I going through all this? Well, chances are, the Spirit of God is just using it to draw you into a closer relationship to God Himself. Number four. The fourth truth about the Spirit is this. The Holy Spirit empowers us. It empowers us. Read with me Acts 1:8 in your notes. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. If you're here this morning and you're in a place of weakness in your life, maybe there's a big challenge on your doorstep and you feel like it's very overwhelming. Let me tell you, the Spirit of God is empowering. And when we allow that empowerment to come into our weaknesses, listen, that is when God is glorified. And the Spirit of God is available to each of us to experience the power of God's Spirit. Here's a verse. Paul wrote it this way in Romans chapter 8, I believe. I'll have Jonica put that up. Romans 8, 11. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is living in you. So if you're here and there's an area of great struggle in your life, let me tell you, the Spirit of God will empower you because you are His child to give you strength to raise you up, glorify Him, and literally live in the navigational zone of a Spirit-directed life. The Spirit of God empowers us. Number five. The fifth truth about the Holy Spirit is this. The Holy Spirit guides us. Guides us. Read with me again, John 14, 26 in your notes. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So Jesus, when He was on earth, He was the source of wisdom and guidance in His words. But when He died, He said the Father would send the Holy Spirit in His place. So when Jesus is in heaven while He's there, the Spirit of God has been poured out through Pentecost upon all people, including us. Now here's what it will do for you. He will guide you. Circle the word counselor. If you're a parent, you're raising kids, or you have grandkids, or you just have people in your life that you're not sure what to do about a certain situation, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, is available to help. You know what we do? We often talk with other people. That's normal. That's natural. We say, hey, what do I do in this situation? I'm stressed out. I haven't figured this out. I got this problem with my child, or this is happening in my relationships. And we have all kinds of questions. And we talk to other people about that, which is okay. Let me tell you a secret. The Holy Spirit is a counselor. What does a counselor do? It's like in school. A kid will go into the counselor's office, and they'll talk. And the counselor will give wisdom and guidance. The counselor is the navigational system of our life that helps us live life, and we go a straight path across the field, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. He will guide us. Here's a picture. I like this one. You find yourself in that list? Let's see, 2, 4, 6. There's 7 of them. Maybe we're all 7 at some point, right? Seriously, listen, the counselor The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, is there to direct us when we are at that intersection and don't know what to do. That's his job. It's his role. Could be about, do I get married now? Is that the person? Or what's my career look like? Where do I go? What do I do? How do I work through this problem? The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, counselor, and he will teach us all things and remind us of what Jesus has said. And here's a final quote on this point. Invite the Holy Spirit to lead your decisions and emotions today. You know how you get guidance from the third person of the Trinity? You take time to ask and listen. And say, okay, God, here's my problem. Spirit of God, if you are my GPS, if you are the God that knows best for me, direct my path today. And we must invite him to lead us in our decisions and in our emotions. And finally, number six. The sixth truth about the Holy Spirit is this. The Spirit of God lives in us. He lives inside us. Read with me 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 in your notes. Do you now know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit as we know it today, Pentecost, had not happened. In the Old Testament, some leaders had God's Spirit on them, but here's what they would do. They would build a building, and the Shekinah glory, the glory of God's presence, as they dedicated the building, the glory of God would descend upon a building and just inhabit the place. It was how, under the Old Testament, that happened with God's relationship with man during that era. But here's what happened. In the New Testament, when Jesus came, and he died on a cross and rose again, and the Holy Spirit was poured out, Jesus said, I'm not going to live in a building. I'm going to live inside people. You and me, human beings, you are a temple for God's Spirit to live in. Can you imagine, if you want a thought that just kind of expands our brains this morning, the Spirit of God, third person of the Trinity, who can do the impossible, is taking up residence in your life. And he can do what you cannot. He can somehow provide power when we're weak. He gives us wisdom when we don't know what to do, all because he's living inside us. God himself. He unlocks what is impossible to us and can make it possible because of his presence. Here's a couple quotes. Here's the first one. God is like oxygen. You can't see him, but you can't live without him. We breathe every day, and we take it for granted. There's this thing called oxygen, and we just breathe it in and out, right? We can't see it. It's just there. We're dependent upon it for life. The same is true of God. You can't see the Holy Spirit. You can see evidence of him working in different events and peoples and transformations of people's lives. I tell you, but the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and it's God's gift to us to be the navigational system for our lives going forward. Here's a final quote. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. You see, we have a part to play in walking in step with the Spirit of God. You know, being obedient and listening and reading his word and allow him to work in us. And we'll talk more about that in the weeks coming. But let me do a quick review. Six truths. Number one, the Holy Spirit is a third person of the Trinity. He's God, just like the Father and the Son are. Number two, the Holy Spirit's available to you. If you want to be encouraged today, he is on your side. He is for you, not against you. He wants to direct your life. He wants to get in the combine of your life and make you plow a straight path across the field, whatever it might be. That's what he does. He's available to us. Number three, he draws us. And you're here today because the Spirit of God has drawn you. And there's other people we've talked to. Pray that God will draw them. We can't do that, but the Spirit of God can. Number four, empowerment. If you're here today and you need a sense of strength in your weakness, it's the Holy Spirit, God's presence, that can literally release supernatural power into your life that can make all the difference. Number five, and I love this one, he guides us. He guides us. God, help me today in the decisions I got to make. I mean, show me what the best choice is. And he's called a counselor. A counselor is there to help in making decisions in life. And number six, the Spirit of God doesn't live in buildings like the Old Testament. He lives inside human beings like us. It makes no difference what our age is. We could be an elementary school kid. We could be a teenager. We could be in college. We could be retirees. The Spirit of God lives inside people, and he wants to be a part of our life and directing us going forward. Well, I'm going to close in prayer. And a final thought is this. The only way the Spirit of God gets inside of us is when we receive Christ into our life. And so let's bow for prayer. And we'll just spend a few moments asking him to be that navigational system in our life. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The starting point is always this. When we receive Christ into our life, he becomes, the Holy Spirit enters at the same time, and he begins to fulfill that role of being the navigator of our life. And for those listening online or those that are here, I want to pray a real simple prayer, a prayer of commitment or recommitment to say, God, here I am. Live in me in your fullness. You can pray this silently after me. Father, thank you that you love me. I confess I need you. Forgive me of all that I've ever done wrong, all the sins of my life. I believe that Jesus died and rose again and lives forevermore. By faith, I open the door of my heart and I invite Jesus Christ into my life, or I recommit my life to him. And Holy Spirit, I pray that from this moment forward, you will be the navigational system of my life, that you'll empower me, you'll guide me, you'll draw me as you make yourself available to me. And for this, I'll give you thanks. Heads bowed and eyes closed. If you prayed that prayer, would you put your hand up and put it down? Oh, a whole bunch of people. Thank you. Lord, bless each person here today. May we just live on purpose and on mission with you to make a difference in a hurting world. It's in your name we pray. Amen.